This episode is brought to you by Cloud Pano. Adding more revenue to your business is simple. Offer more value. With cloudpano.com, you can create 360 virtual tours and present them to your clients quickly and efficiently. It only takes 5 minutes to create a VR tour on cloudpano.com, and your clients will be thrilled. Plus, with the active community, you will constantly be supported by fellow digital media entrepreneurs just like you. Join the movement and try cloudpano.com today. Make sure to use the free demo and pre-sell your first virtual tour client. Then grab a Pro Plus membership. Get started for free at cloudpano.com.
This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Shooting Spaces, a real estate photography podcast. I am Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And Brian Berkowitz here in New York.
Yeah,
what's going on, Rich?
Hey, it's just getting closer to the holiday season, cooling down. Twilights are much later now. I'm very happy.
Much earlier now, you mean?
I'm sorry, much earlier now. Thank you very much. Yeah, but no, it's been great, and just having a really good time.
Yeah, I hear you. Cold is coming here in New York.
Slowly. You got it already, though. You've had it for a while, though, haven't you?
It's weird. It's been an up and down fall. We've had, okay, you know, a week in the 30s and then the week after in the 50s. But I guess that's pretty typical here in New York. But
yeah,
we're going to start getting into the 20s and 30s pretty consistently, I guess, any day now. So the work will start slowing down a little bit and, start getting back to working on my business in the winter, which is usually what I spend the slow time doing. Just figuring out my goals for the next year and figuring out how I'm going to go about, you know, trying to achieve them. So
yeah, some pretty exciting things next year, boy. I'm looking forward to some stuff, just personal and business, and it's good. So,
well, I remember about a year ago, you told me my goal for 2019 was to start using Instagram. So now that we're just about a year in, what are your thoughts on that?
I just shot for a new client, 2 days ago, that got me off of Instagram. I've had probably maybe half dozen clients, and strictly off of Instagram. I'm up to 3,500 people, followers, and I do it once a day usually. I posted two pictures today, but I'm doing it every day. And I'm coming up with new ideas. The hardest part is trying to add in the description. Oh, a lovely Baker Beeld federal carpet chair from the 21st century. Anyway, I have a hard time trying to make it sound interesting, but I think next year I'm going to start doing more, less for designers and more for just people to put a little blurb about what I did to do this shot. I mean, just informative stuff, and I'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, why don't you start doing your stories? I know we had a Facebook Live
with Nancy,
and she was telling us stories are the way to go. So
yeah, absolutely. Oh boy, got some great stories. Okay, so what do we got today, man? What's going on?
We got an Ask the Guys. It's been a little while since we did an Ask the Guys, so let's get right into it. Not waste any time. Here we go.
Hello, guys. This is Luis Alvarez from Weston Aerial Photo at Miami, Florida. You have a great podcast. I'm wondering if you can discuss in one of the future podcasts if we should have the lights on or off when we're shooting. Usually, the agents and most people ask you to turn the lights on. Currently, I do that. But I have noticed that if I turn the lights off, the color cast is much easier to manage at editing. What would be your recommendation? I would like to hear that debate. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Luis, from Miami, Florida. That's a good question, and I'm surprised it's one that we haven't really tackled yet. I think we might have mentioned some theories behind that over the course of the 80-something podcast we've released before, but I don't think we've ever had a direct Ask the Guys question on or off type of thing. So my thought process on that has changed significantly over the last year due to the type of different work I'm doing beyond real estate, which I guess I'll explain a little further when I go into detail. But I'm gonna turn it over to you, Rich. I know.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
What how do you shoot? What's your philosophy behind that? Do your agents insist one way or the other? So,
okay. I want to first say, what a great voice. That I just thought I was listening to a voiceover, a professional voiceover actor. So if you're not, if you don't make it in real estate photography, I think you should go into acting. Anyway, well, okay. I'll get into this. And I say this with a little intrepidation because it's really, it's a hot topic in the groups and in general from the people that we all talk about, different things, different looks. And I guess I'm going to come from the newer photographer's perspective and more strictly real estate photography. And, you know, just I'll go over, address a few things. But, you know, it really is, there is no right and there is no wrong, in my opinion. And I think that the agents or the homeowners wanted the lights to be on because it's so I think that's completely irrelevant because whether it's good or bad, they don't understand like we understand. And I don't think it's our job to explain it to them. And I'm not holding it back, but I just don't think sometimes it's my job to educate a client if I don't need to in certain things. So I will say that the majority of my homes for real estate photography, I am shooting with the lights on. And if I am going to turn the lights off, it is going to be because of the color pollution, the color issues from the room lights and the sunlight, because sunlight is cool blue. You'll get that color in one part of the room. Then you get a warm color from tungsten lighting, and then you'll get another color from whatever. And I think that, yes, if you were to not use room lights, I think you're going to have a much easier time controlling the colors and the lighting. But again, you've got it. You probably got it in most houses. You've got to be using lights. So this is really for a discussion about that. If you were doing HDR, I don't really know if it would be appropriate to turn the lights off or turn the lights on. I'd have to get an HDR mental frame, and I'm not into that these days.
I think it's even worse with HDR to have the lights on because, you know, every so often I'll do like an infuse workflow if I'm doing a commercial shoot or something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in commercial, I have to leave the lights on just because it's a big commercial space.
Yeah.
And it does make it a disaster, and I have to go in to Photoshop and literally selectively remove color casts all over the place. So,
but I think you've got to shoot it with lights on and with lights off. And that's what I'm going to lead into is when I'm doing especially design shoots or if I'm doing the main reason I don't shoot lights on and lights off, because that's really the best way you can do it. You get your ammunition where you have the lights with the colors, and you can add those in if you want, mask in, and you have lights off. The problem is it can literally take 10 minutes to turn off the lights and turn them back on, and it can really be a time suck. I just did a video today on how to speed up your workflow, and one way to speed up your workflow is not to use the lights on and lights off theory, which I do, because again, it really works, and it's great to have the ambient shot with the lights on and lights off, the flash shots with the lights on, lights off, and then the window pull, if you're going to do a window pull, lights on and then lights off. But it really takes time, and you've got to have the motivation. So as far as real estate photography, I tend to just go with what I can do, and I usually try and overpower the ambient or try to lessen the effects of the colors coming from the ambient lighting, the room sconces and things like that. So that's really, really what I do. And I'll tell you the truth. I think for real estate, it tends to be less, I personally believe, less moody, less artistic, less shadowy, I think. And I'm not by any means saying that I want you to be flashy, but I think that I want it to be straightforward, really not super bright, but nice, appropriate bright,
even.
And for time's sake, I'm not going to be turning off the lights unless it's really a big issue. So, you know, but I urge everybody out there to, and especially the people learning this, just getting into this, take the time to start trying your shoots and at least do one or two rooms, turn off all the lights. And remember, you say, oh, this room is completely black. Well, if you drag your shutter or lengthen your shutter speed, lengthen your shutter speed.
There you go.
And Rich doesn't know what he's talking about. But if you have a slower shutter speed and you let more light in, you could literally do a 2, 3, 4, 5 second exposure. So you're going to be able to get, in almost any situation, an ambient shot without lights on. So you just got to look at it that way. But I urge you all to try it and experiment with it and see how it fits in your lifestyle. This episode of Shooting Spaces is brought to you by HD Photo Hub. With modern marketing tools for your clients and a powerful back office to help you stay organized and efficient, HD Photo Hub is the secret weapon of successful real estate photographers everywhere. When you register with promo code Shooting Spaces, you'll get a free total marketing kit for your first property. Check them out at hdphotohub.com. HD Photo Hub, where great photos become powerful marketing. That's hdphotohub.com. But I know, Brian, you're going to have a very different take, because the majority of what I see you doing lately is really fine, high-end real estate or design work. So take it over.
Yeah, I mean, for the last, I guess, 5 years of my real estate photography career, I've always been a, all lights on type of guy. And probably because that's what I knew. And up until about a year and a half ago, for me personally, it was kind of just do what you know and don't, at that point, don't try to, I guess, find your own style or figure out what works. You know, my business is doing well. I know how to shoot clean, even shots. My clients like it. Okay. But it was probably about a year and a half ago, coincidentally, around the time we started this podcast, as we were speaking, where I said to you probably a year and a half ago, I want to start getting into more design work. And here we are a year and a half later, where I am doing that. Knock on wood. But as I start doing more and more design work, I'm typically find myself shooting with the lights off for many reasons. Number one, my clients are okay with it, typically, unless there is a specific lighting feature that has to be featured for some reason or another. And for me, I try to convince them to go that way because of what you said, Rich, and what Louis said, is it's much easier to deal with color casts. Mm-hmm. So I do have real estate clients that turn all their lights on, and they want it like that, which is fine. I have no problem doing that. It just makes, you know, the editing a little bit more of a nightmare. And, you know, it's funny, about 3 weeks ago, I actually went into my home prep guide that I send my clients, and I actually removed the line that says, turn all the lights in the house on. So I do find my old clients, I walk in and all the lights are on, and then I selectively shut them off if I can. I walked to a house today, all the lights were on for a client of mine. And it was a waterfront property, and the entire living room, kitchen, dining room had these huge floor-to-ceiling windows. And I said, all right, we're shutting the lights off. There's so much natural light coming in. This will give me a nice, even, clean look, not that moody look that you were talking about. Everything will be nice and clean and even, and I won't have to deal with color cast, and it's so bright that it won't make a difference. And a lot of my clients at this point trust me to the point where they say to me, you know, this is your thing, you know what you're doing, so just give me good pictures. You know, very rarely do I get feedback. You know, every so often they're still a little skeptical and they say, do you want me to turn the lights on? Is it light enough in here? And if I need it, I need it. A lot of times bathrooms, especially without windows, you have no choice. You need to turn the light on because then it gets pitch black. And I know you were saying you can slow the shutter down, but I know my camera, I can shoot 30 seconds. That's the longest I can shoot. But you know, even that, like, I'm not going to shoot a 30 second exposure. It's not, I just turn the lights on, you know, we're trying to get in and out as quick as possible. So, that being said, yeah, I am actually finding myself less and less, but I don't have a rule of thumb. I think it's a case by case basis. You get to the house, you kind of feel the house out. First of all, you have to know who your client is and if you can get away with turning the lights on, or the client insists, keep all the lights on, or they're okay with you shutting them off. If they're okay with you shutting them off, obviously it should be a situation where you have to not only scout the house, but scout each individual room and say, hey, you know, if I take the lights off, will this make my job easier? And will I still be able to do produce adequate results? One thing I will say, though, is you have to make sure that your images across the home look consistent. So you don't want to start producing and giving your client half your image. Let's say you're doing 20 images, you don't want 10 of them to look very flashy and then 10 of them to look very natural light, because your client's going to be like, you know, why does this look a little warmer than this, or why does this look a little cooler than this? So if possible, my suggestion would be to try to stay as consistent as you can across one specific home, if that works for you. Obviously, there's always exceptions. Like I said, if you're shooting natural light all the time, which I was doing today as I was going room to room, my client wasn't following me around. My client that I work with today, she usually goes and just chit-chats with the homeowner and lets me do my thing. And we're usually, these are big houses, so I'm usually in the house for 2-3 hours. So I just went from room to room, shut all the lights off, no bother. And then, you know, you come across those rooms where it's a bathroom and, you know, there's either a small window in the corner or no window at all, or a powder room, for instance. Those are perfect examples. And you have to turn the lights on. So it is what it is. And you make do.
And I think that I just want to add one thing, that everything is right on what you said. And if you're just trying to find out your place in this situation, I think the ultimate thing would be shoot without lights and then do a frame with the lights on. And then you can just use the warmth or the color from the lights and you can mask in, selectively mask in the amount of color you want exactly where you want it. And that's the ultimate goal, is to have complete control over our environment. That's one reason we use lights and we use all these modifiers. Or if you're doing your big design shoots, you use scrims, diffusion over windows and things like that. But I think that, you know, I urge you to try it. And something I used to tell my agents was, and I don't even know if this is really true, but I was always told that Architectural Digest is almost 100% without lights on. So I think that if you say that to your client, there's ways of winning your client over and getting what you need, getting what you want with your expectations on your from your clients. And that'd be a great one to do. But I think that you should try both, find out what works best for you. But you were right on as far as shooting without the room lights on. And again, we're doing compositing, we're doing using flash and ambient or just all ambient. But I think that to be able to not have to worry so much and deal with color issues where it can be a great thing. So the most important thing is for you to understand it and then have that trick in your bag of tricks where you can then pull it out when you need it. And, you know, but the bottom line is there's not a right or a wrong. It's really what works for you.
Sure. And I do that method when I'm doing, you know, architectural design shoots, where I'll go in and I'll shoot the whole shot natural light and get my look and what I'm looking for to achieve. And then I'll take a quick shot with the lights on just to get, those light splatters across the room, wherever they are. And then I will selectively brush them in, however I see fit, typically using luminosity mode. Well, sometimes, you there, Rich?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Sometimes I use luminosity mode, and then sometimes I'll take my lights on layer, put it in luminosity mode to get that light coming in, and then duplicate the layer and change the second layer to color mode and drop the opacity all the way down. So not only do I get those lights coming in, but I get a very, very little slight warmth of those lights. And you know, maybe turn it on color and put it at like 10% just to get a little bit of that warmth back. Because when you put it on luminosity mode, you're just getting that the brightness back in, but you're not getting the color of those lights. And most ambient lights, a majority of them have, you know, a tungsten yellow glow to them. So, but if I use luminosity mode on the light channel, it's going to be just the brightness. So I'll duplicate that channel, change it to, somebody just turned the lights off in my house. Change it.
Looks more dramatic.
Yeah, it does, right? Change it to, I think it's probably my wife. Change it to color mode and then get a little bit of that warmth coming in. So yeah. That's typically my method.
And the bottom line is, you know, just have more tricks in your bag where you can do what you want and you can pick the times that you have the time to do it. And then if you don't, you're just going to, you know, do it differently and you're going to be doing what's appropriate for the specific thing you're photographing. So awesome question.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, thank you, Luis. I'm surprised that such a simple topic took us almost 2 years to really dive into for a whole episode. I don't think we had a whole episode ever devoted to it, but I think we've discussed this before here and there. So thank you for the question. And you know, my suggestion also would be, if you decide you want to give it a try without lights, if you typically shoot with lights, don't just jump in and do it and then deliver them to your client, who's a client who you've been working with, because they're going to be like, well, this doesn't look like anything else you've produced before. So what I would say to them is, you know, I want to try shooting some new techniques. Can I have a little creative freedom to deliver some different images and try them a couple until you, I guess, learn how to shoot with the lights off, because it's a little bit different technique. Where then once you kind of have it down pat, you can say to your clients, hey, do you like this look? Does this work? I like it better. It's easier for me on my post-production, and I think it's the look I want to go with. So ease into it. Don't just jump in head first and hope your clients like it.
Right on. Okay. Right. Yeah. I want to just thank everybody for stopping by and joining us for Shooting Spaces. And we are going to be asking you, please, if you're not subscribed, please subscribe and check out shootingspaces.net, where we have some really great stuff, articles, and we have
webinars,
great webinars last year. And I can't wait to do some next year. It's looking like we may not do any more this year. But next year, certainly.
I mean, I guess Vegas put a little damper in that, but I don't want to say damper, but Vegas put that on hold. But yeah, we're going to start working on something for next year. Yeah.
But as always, we want to thank you and, go out there and do your best, shoot better, shoot smarter, and whatever you do, shoot some spaces.
iGUIDE makes it easy for you to quickly capture laser accurate room measurements and square footage calculations, immersive 3D tours, detailed floor plans, and offer a complete listing solution to real estate agents and brokers. With iGUIDE, you stand out from your competition. Get your first three standard iGUIDE tours free by adding Shooting Spaces in the referral section at purchase. Visit goiguide.com to learn more.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.